This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We're in brand new year. It's 2021. And that means we've got to pick out our New Year's resolutions and stick with them in, you know, well, in theory. I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
Happy New Year for a start.
And Happy New Year to you too.
I guess, you know, we talk money each week, and it would be a smart thing, I guess, for people to approach their New Year's resolution from a financial perspective.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of financial things that you might be doing might impact other areas. For instance, if you're not going to spend as much on clothes, that might be less waste that's going into the environment. Or if you're not going to spend as much on food and you're going to eat at home and so on, maybe that's going to, you know, help the environment as well.
There's all sorts you can do to save money. And I guess the first thing you can do really is pay down your debts.
Absolutely. It's always a good idea to pay down your debts. I mean, not necessarily your mortgage, because if you're on a very low rate and you can do other things with your money that might earn you more money, that could be one way to go. But certainly anything that's got a high interest rate, like your credit cards or car loan or something like that, great idea to pay that down as soon as you possibly can.
And I know one thing my parents have done recently is tried to swap out credit cards for debit cards, so they're only spending money that they actually have.
Yeah, it's a good idea, and mentally it's a good idea as well, because you feel more comfortable when you're doing it. There's that little bit of guilt sometimes when you know you're spending money that's not actually yours yet, and especially when times have been uncertain like they were in 2020 with COVID.
And what else can we do, I guess, to approach the new year with better finances?
Well, reviewing your insurances. So if it's home or car or any of your insurances, really, you know, check that you are on the best rates you can. Just, you know, give your provider a call and see if that is the best deal. And, you know, maybe there's little things that you can change that lower the cost that you're paying. You know, if it's health insurance or life insurance or income protection, check that you're not underinsured or overinsured. You know, there are times where you need to be insured for a bit more and times when you don't. So both ways can save you money in the long run.
And while we do talk a lot about it, checking your insurances, we also like to check our super as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the best idea with super is really it's a long-term investment. So, you know, don't have a knee-jerk reaction. If your super fund's just done badly this year, maybe just keep an eye on it. But if it's consistently bad, then you need to maybe think about moving to a better fund.
And super's for money down the track, insurance is for money in an emergency situation. I guess outside of that, we can also be a little bit more financially stable in our, you know, we know we'll definitely have our own money if we have a bit of a nest egg, a bit of a backup in place.
Absolutely. That was something that a lot of people told me last year, that they'd really realised that they needed to have funds for a rainy day, and they've set up to actually build one. And I think that you need one. And I think last year really showed that things can change, and things can change really quickly. So you need to have something to fall back on, because you might not have time to build a nest egg when you really need it.
Yes, I guess the point of a nest egg is just, you know, always there. It's not something you can really rush at the last minute.
That's right.
And I guess what else can we be doing to make the most of our financial New Year's resolution?
I think it's just a good time at the beginning of the year to really just go through, you know, how do you spend money? Are you spending it consciously? Are you getting value to you personally when you are spending on whatever it is you spend on? And, you know, change your budget accordingly. If it's, you know, if you never go to the gym anymore, you're actually going for walks and cycling and doing other things, do you really need to keep up that membership? Or now that you're working again, do you need all the subscription viewing services? You know, just have a look at what you have and think about what you're going to be looking for in the next few months.
I know I for sure have a subscription which I haven't actually used in probably 6 months, so that'll probably be my New Year's resolution, to strip that one out of my monthly spend.
Good save.
And I guess what's one more thing? We've got time for one more New Year's resolution tip.
I guess it's really to look a bit more big picture. Like, what are the big things that you might be thinking of this year? Are you going to get married? You might be thinking of having a child, moving, you know, maybe to a more rural area, or just buying a house. You know, what are those big things that you're thinking of doing? And somehow plan for it. and, you know, have a chat to family, see if there's anything that they might be doing that you need to help with. You know, do you have aged parents who will be needing extra help? You know, have a good look at your finances broadly and see what you might be able to get started on. And it's always nice to have a plan.
I guess, like with anything in life as well, it's easier to actually stick to your goals if you have achievable steps along the way.
That's right. And it's lovely to write them down and tick them, I think.
Yeah, that's the best thing, the gratification you get when you know you're making progress.
Yeah.
Well, Julia, all the best for 2021. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.